Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to step right up to the fountain of fun. This is John Cornell welcoming you to the Fountain of Fun, the Crossroads Soda Parlor, where we hear from Phil Brito, the Thrasher Sisters, and Phil Davis and his orchestra. And here's the drip of the fountain, the jerk of the joint, Bob Jellison.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be with you just as soon as I wait on this customer. Now, you say you'd like to have this photograph retouched. Well, we can do a nice job for you. Any suggestions?
Well, it's my uncle, see? He's got his hat on, see? And we'd like to have it show him without his hat on, see?
Uh-huh. Well, we can remove the hat, all right. Now, which side did he part his hair on so we can retouch it properly?
What are you asking me for, stupid? You can see for yourself when you take his hat off.
Thank goodness. Saved by the bell. Hello? Oh, it's you, Mrs. Updike. What's that? Do we carry dandruff removers? Oh, sure, sure. I'll say something right out. Yeah, it's a fine old Indian remedy for removing dandruff. A tomahawk.
Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, present Fountain of Fun. We hope you will enjoy this program today as much as you will always enjoy the taste of a Milky Way. At work or play, a tasty bar of Milky Way is a delightful treat. As a pick-me-up during the day, or as a wholesome, nourishing taste treat for the children after school, Milky Way candy bars have become an American institution. Every day, countless thousands of Milky Ways are placed in lunchboxes throughout America and are taken to busy factories. Then, at lunchtime, that Milky Way in the lunchbox becomes a luxurious dessert. Unusual as a dessert because of its extremely high nutritional value. And even more unusual because of its rare, delightful taste. With each bite, the pure milk chocolate coating, the layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the luscious center of chocolate nougat flavored with real malted milk melt into that thrilling taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
From the Fountain of Fun. And I do want to thank the thousands of people who wrote, especially the four people who mailed their letters. Of course, the autograph hounds were terrible after last week's show. I had to run as fast as I could. Even then, I couldn't catch any of them.
Well, I like the show, Bob.
Well, John, we do have a modern program. In fact, I'd say it's ahead of the times.
Ahead of the times? What do you mean?
Well, look at Phil Davis, our chubby little orchestra leader. He's had a second front for years.
And say, Bob, wasn't that a swell party our boss, old Doc Fiddlefaddle, gave after the show?
Yeah, but that sure was a bumpy ride down to his house. Gosh, how his old Stanley steamer bounced and jerked. Stop, go. Stop, go. First time in my life I ever did the conga sitting down.
And wasn't that a sight watching Phil Brito dance with Veronica Lagoon?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, was she clumsy. You know, Phil said it was the worst dance he had all night.
Polka?
No, he just shoved her around a little. But say, I noticed you were having a little trouble with your gal, Johnny. What was the matter?
Oh, she's a graduate from Vassar, you know. And have you ever seen anything more stubborn than a Vassar grad?
Sure. A Stalingrad.
Well, you sure made a fool of yourself at the party, Bob. Acting and reciting all over the place.
Look, I'll have you know, Johnny, I was a famous performer once, and I got pictures to prove it.
You have?
Sure. Here's one right here. That fellow in back of me is my manager.
Well, what do you know? Frank Buck!
You... How come?
Well, it's downhill to the widders, so I rolled them down. Say, Mary, did you see this new scale that just arrived today?
Gosh, just look at that scale. That's really fancy.
Sure is. Ain't nothing tall like them old-fashioned scales if you put a penny in the slot and get a card telling your weight and fortune.
Well, what's different about this scale, Doc?
Well, here, let me show you. I think I got a penny in my pocket. Yep. Now, I just stand on the scale here, see? And then I drop my penny in the slot.
Thank you very much.
Gosh, it's tough.
Shh. Your weight is exactly 142 pounds, 7 5/8 ounces, including the bottle.
Guys, lost 3 ounces. Better get that bottle filled again, I guess.
Next, please.
Bill Brito, you try it.
Sure, Mary.
Thank you very much.
Don't mention it.
Your weight is exactly 155 pounds.
Why, gosh, I weigh more than that. Look, I'm husky. I was a star athlete at college.
First string on the football team?
No, second string on the yo-yo team.
Next, please.
Go on, Bob. You get on the scale.
Okay.
Well, an Indian head penny.
Never mind the comment. How much do I weigh?
Just a moment until I untie this string. There now. Your weight is exactly 63 pounds, Shorty.
63 pounds? Say, what do you think I am? A skeleton?
No, and you're no Bob Hope either.
You...
Next, please.
Bill Davis. Come on, Phil. You're next.
Is it free if I guess my weight within a certain number of ounces?
Ounces, he says.
Oh, just step right on the scale there, Phil. That's the way.
Please, one at a time.
Drop your penny in the slot, Bill.
Listen, I don't mind weighing people, see? I don't mind weighing them if they weigh 10 pounds. And I don't mind weighing them if they weigh 10 tons. But if you want to get weighed in here, mister, get out of that blimp.
Is there anyone around who cannot see? It's the well-known runaround you're giving me. I suppose you tell me I'm all wrong. It's a bitter pill to take coming from you. Though I've made a big mistake, what can I do? I don't know what makes me string along. I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I keep running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Take it down. Da da do dee dee da da do do dee dee da 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 la dee da da do do dee. The devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I keep running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I'm bewildered, excited, I'm up a tree between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Oh, those lovely cheeks, Veronica. Did anyone ever tell you they have the color of a flower?
Have they, Bobby?
Yeah. Pillsbury's best.
Oh. Well, I guess you'd be pale, too, if you spent all day indoors over a hot welding torch.
Welding torch? You mean you're being taught welding at business school now?
Uh-huh. Well, I could have studied sewing instead, but I thought welding was more feminine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, tell me, Veronica, do you find welding very interesting?
Oh, fascinating, Bobby. It's more fun sparking with the teacher.
Sparking, yeah. So you're probably carrying the torch for the welding teacher, huh?
Well, he's awfully nice, Bobby.
Good looking?
Well, no, but he's very strong.
I see. Plenty of power, but not enough Tyrone.
He took me to the football game yesterday.
Oh, the football game, huh? Say, I was there, too. Did you have good seats?
No. You sat on the 40-yard line.
Oh. You sat on the 40-yard line? Well, what's wrong with that?
The players kept knocking us down all the time.
You...
But I love football, Bobby. You know, I used to go with a fellow who was a triple threat man.
Oh, a triple threat man. You mean he could kick, lug, and pitch, too?
No. Kiss, hug, and pitch, woo! Oh.
Get out of here, will you?
Oh, Bobby, I want to buy a few things. Because this evening I'm going to be downtown selling tickets at the servicemen's dance.
Oh, so you're going to sell tickets at the servicemen's dance, huh?
Yeah. Now, I want a jar of cold cream, a box of powder, a lipstick, a box of rouge, a jar of eyeshadow, and a tube of mascara. Oh, yes, a bottle of stockings. Size 9.
Gosh, Veronica, do you think all that stuff is going to help you get the Navy's E?
Oh, no. The Marines are.
The Marines.
Waters and his orchestra, stepping out brightly with Conchita, Marquita, Lolita, Pepita, Rosita, Juanita, Lopez. Nice going, fellas, nice going.
Yep, that was a right snappy jig, Bucky. Should have brung along my castanets. Hey, Bob, where's the pinball game? I don't see the pinball game.
No, they had to take it out to be repaired. But see that little man over there?
Yeah.
Pickpocket. They sent him over to take its place.
Well, that's a good idea. Should have thought of it long ago. Well, don't want to waste too much time, Bucky. Got a lot of things to do.
Uh-huh.
Got to stop in at the hotel and check on the test run of the new roller towel. Want to go to the barbershop and see if the new police cadet's in yet. And I got to get to the firehouse. I'm scheduled for the swing shift in the pinochle game.
Oh, you sure are a busy man, Doc. I don't see how you manage it at your age.
My age? Oh, fiddle-faddle.
Well, after all, you know.
Hey, somebody call me? Thought I heard my name.
Nah, forget it.
Well, I've got to stop in the draft board, too, to see how things are going.
Oh, Doc, quit kidding yourself. They're not interested in you.
Don't be too sure about that, Bucky. They're going to take just about everybody. When they give you your physical examination now...
If the body's warm, you're in.
Well, that's pretty good, Johnny. And just exactly the way I heard it.
Hey, by the way, Doc, I noticed you walked over here today. Where's your bicycle?
Getting it overhauled, Bucky. I had to do something. I pedaled and pumped till I was blue in the face. And I still couldn't make this new 35-mile speed limit.
Pardon me, Bobby. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, it's all right, Mary. You're not interrupting anything. Believe me.
I just remembered. Tomorrow is my boyfriend's birthday, and I haven't gotten anything for him. What would you suggest?
Well, how about a cigarette lighter?
Oh, no. Bertie doesn't smoke.
Oh. Maybe a bottle of wine?
That wouldn't do either. He never drinks.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have an awfully nice set of poker chips.
No. Bertie would never dream of gambling.
Hey, I know just the thing for this fella.
You do, Doc?
Sure. Get him a little polish for his halo.
I'm tired of feeling blue. I want to know just how I stand with you. And now that you're in my embrace, this is the time, this is the place. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? You're driving me crazy, baby, trying to guess. Will you tell me no, or will you tell me yes? You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me?
As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me?
You're driving me crazy, baby, trying to guess. Will you tell me no, or will you tell me yes?
You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be.
As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me?
Your heart is breaking.
Oh, why don't you fall in love with me?
Ra-da-loo-la-doo.
Why don't you fall in love with me?
Sylvester, what's that? Oh, you have a terrible hangover. Well, why don't you dissolve a couple of those seltzer tablets in a glass of water and... Oh, I see. You can't stand the noise. Say, but Doc, come to think of it, you don't look quite as chipper as usual. How do you feel?
Oh, not so good, Bucky. I got a pain in my loge.
No, you mean leg.
No, I mean loge.
But a loge is a seat.
That's right, Bucky. A horse bit me when I wasn't looking.
And that's not the doll that's wrong with you, Doc. You look all sprung out of shape.
Well, I got this way working in that scrap metal drive.
From working in the scrap metal drive? Well, what do you mean?
Well, you see, I went down to the waterfront to look for some scrap metal.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, I found me a beauty. A big hunk of genuine steel. Well, I bent down to pick it up.
Yeah?
And before I could get up, Bucky, four fellas put a keel on me, six men give me a triple coat of paint, and the next thing I know, Henry Kaiser is nailing the flag on another Liberty ship.
Maybe he did take a little beating. But if he thinks he's got troubles, listen. I've got halitosis, psychosis, neurosis, thrombosis, cirrhosis, and AIDS. Carditis, arthritis, neuritis, cystitis, but here is my principal plague. No, how can I live with this pug, ugly mug? A mug that a thug or a pug wouldn't lug. I went to the racetrack to bury my woes. A nearsighted guy put $2 on my nose. No, how can I live with this facial disgrace? I'd hate to be caught face to face with my face. I stopped at a circus one Sunday to gape. A ring-tailed monkey cried, "Look at that ape!" No, the army, they say, is a wonderful place. But it's not the place for a guy with my face. Whenever the hour for eating drew near, the cook hollered, "Mess!" And my face answered, "Here." I have every fault you could possibly think. I'm tattletale gray, and my toothbrush is pink. Wherever I go, folks whisper, "Be old." And confidentially, I blink. Wait just a minute. A telegram's come to my base. At last, there's a place for my face. It says, though you speak of your weakened physique, though your beak is unique and your technique may reek, though your poor eat-up face was your mother's disgrace, it now has its gay and high-stepping. For your face is the ace in the armament race. Your face is our new secret weapon.
The Fountain of Fun has brought you fun and entertainment this afternoon. In the coming week, try this pleasant experience. In the middle of the afternoon, when you begin to feel tired and run down, treat yourself to the luscious taste of a Milky Way bar. See how quickly your energy returns, for a Milky Way is a nutritional treat as wholesome and nourishing as it is delicious. And what a pleasant experience. As you open the crisp wrapper,
you will notice the scent of fresh milk chocolate. Then as your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, through the layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the luscious center of chocolate nougat, richly flavored with real malted milk, you will thrill to the taste blend found only in a Milky Way. What's more, you will enjoy every bite right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Columbus Day, don't you?
Sure, that's why I'm wearing this here brand new Columbus suit.
A Columbus suit? Why do you call it that?
Because I discovered it on a 1492 sale.
Next Sunday at the same time. So you'll be here too, won't you?
Yes, Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to visit the Fountain of Fun again next Sunday evening at 5:30 Eastern Wartime. All the gang will be here. Phil Rito, the Thrasher Sisters, Phil Davis and his orchestra, Veronica Lagoon, Doc Fiddlefaddle, and Bob Jellison, who says for us all...
So long now.
Speaking, this is the Nation Station.